Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl has helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, and she says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. After extensive research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create Superfood Complete, made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several that are vital to your dog's health. Dogs across America are trying Superfood Complete and experiencing amazing health benefits. My dog Tucker, oh, he loves it, and I'm sure yours will too. Go to badlandsfood.com/Zabe and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsfood.com, badlandsfood.com/Zabe today. If you're like me, getting back in shape is always a goal, but that's what it remains, a goal. That's why I'm excited about our new advertiser, FitBod. FitBod is a fitness app that tailors workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule. It's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. Whether you're a gym rat or just trying to get back in the groove like me, FitBod evolves with you, tweaking routines to push your limits and maximize your gains. And FitBod keeps things fun, mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. It's like a new challenge every time you work out. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription by trying the app for free at fitbod.me/Zabe. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's fitbod.me/Zabe. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Good to have him back, and I was going to wait until the end of the national championship game to record this podcast, but I don't know, Jay, at 24-7 dogs, it's looking like this one is over for the Frogs.
Yeah, this game is over. Yes, I think we can go to bed. Yes.
I mean, did you have any hope that TCU could stand in there and trade punches with mighty Georgia before this game began?
Hope or reality? Okay. I did hope, but in reality, this is not going to happen.
Yeah, it's just so scary to see. And I mean, I believe that TCU would have been the largest underdog to ever win the title, according to Vegas odds, in North American team sports history at like 200-1. Because every other pro sports team, you know, they've been at least 70 or 80-1, pretty much.
What was Villanova versus the Georgetown? That wasn't the biggest?
Well, you have to go preseason long shots, because that's when you really get the long odds. Okay. By the time a Cinderella makes it to the title game, there's too much of the long shot odds that are sort of melted out of it. So, yeah.
Right.
Somebody on ESPN was going through all of them, and I couldn't quite memorize them all. I could look them up right now, but yeah, you're lazy. That's why you're not. Shut up, all right? Jesus Christ. I just got off a plane. I just got back here to the home studio in the rural foothills of Northern Virginia. I had to call you, Jay, because on this Black Monday after week 18, hallelujah, hallelay, Clifford Kingsbury has been fired.
Coach White's white privilege, fired.
You had it out for him, man. You and a lot of other black commentators just didn't like the cut of his jib. Too pretty, too inexperienced.
Are you serious? No,
yeah.
No.
No, seriously, you guys, you and others targeted him with a zeal that was a little bit weird, to be honest. No,
because he was a losing coach at a mid-level college football program and got a pro job. That's why I had it out for him. He did not deserve the job.
Right, but you're ascribing it to white privilege, and I don't know if that's entirely true.
Well, okay.
Celebrity privilege. Good looks privilege.
Has Kevin Sumlin gotten a job? Because he has a better record than Kevin Sumlin. So let's think of another black coach who has a less than 500 record at a mid-level college football team who got one of the best 32 jobs in the world.
Raheem Morris got a job.
And Raheem Morris is an outlier. Got twice.
Okay.
Like Todd Bowles. It doesn't happen too often.
Okay, Vance Joseph got a job.
He got one.
Okay. Cliff Kingsbury got one. There are guys who are reaches as coaches that get gigs, and you're like, nah, not so sure about this. But what
Urban Meyer.
Well, Urban Meyer's a scumbag. Urban Meyer has celebrity privilege. And yes. I said to Andy yesterday on the podcast, I go, somehow supposedly smart men who have made billions of dollars, like Shad Khan and his family and his advisors, are like, yeah, no, this will work. Urban Meyer will really be into the grind of being an NFL coach, and he'll be humble about what he doesn't know at the pro level, what he can't do at the pro level, and he's going to really work. No, he didn't work. He was a douchebag. Total and utter
douchebag. Who hired Spurrier? Was that
Danny? Danny.
Oh, it's so having a gazillion dollars does not make you smart.
No, not at all. In fact, and in the case of Bidwell in Arizona, they just gave Kingsbury an extension.
Yes, they did.
They gave Steve Keim, who was also out on this Black Monday, an extension.
Didn't he have a medical issue that we don't know what it was?
They said he took some personal leave, and it might have been medical. Who knows what the real story is? But basically,
the Bidwell family dopes.
Yeah, and they weren't really thrilled about giving Kyler Murray a new contract, but they kind of got wrestled into it, and now I guess they're stuck with him, and they hopefully can make him into the player that they expect him to be. But I don't know, man.
This smells of hiring Lincoln Riley.
Oh, really? How so?
Offensive genius working with Kyler Murray, who I believe he coached at Oklahoma.
So wait a minute. They're going to steal Lincoln Riley right out from 1 year under your nose at USC?
Crazy things have happened. Wow. I don't know how much he's getting. I'm just shooting the shit, but he gets paid, what, 10 at USC? The Cardinals throw 13 at him. Do you think he'd go? I'm just spitballing.
I know. That's $3 million. And as they say, everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
That's true.
I don't know. I don't think that'd be enough. By the way, a lot of people chimed in last week saying, where's Jay to talk about his USC Trojans blowing it in their bowl game? Jay, the floor is yours.
I'm going to tell you the truth, Dave. I didn't even watch the game.
What?
Yeah, I didn't even watch it.
Why not?
Where was I? I didn't watch it.
It was on New Year's Day, I believe.
Yeah, I was some. I didn't.
Or New Year's Eve.
I was out. I was at my brother's. That's right. Yeah, I didn't even watch the game.
You lost to Tulane.
I saw the score later.
Didn't watch it. A group of five opponent, 46-45, your final score.
I know the score. Thank you,
bro. I'm not so sure you didn't watch the game. Sounds like when your beloved Trojans are out of the national title hunt, Jay is like, "That's it, I'm out too, Jerry."
I can't remember what was going, but I didn't watch it, and I saw highlights, and it was like it. Did you ever watch Let It Ride with Richard Dreyfuss?
No.
You're
lecturing me on a movie, one of thousands, and you are purportedly a big USC fan and claim to have not watched
Let It Ride is a classic. Anyway, there's a scene. Let me give you the quick synopsis. Richard Driver is a gambler, and he's having one great day at the track. Everything he does hits. And so he wants to bet this one long shot, and this guy says that he stole something. So the police chase him. They beat him up, and he doesn't get the bet. And the horse that he wanted to bet gets scratched. And he's watching it, and he's watching it, and the announcer goes, That's misfortunate. And he goes, that is misfortunate. And so that's what I said when I saw that they lost.
Yeah.
You're
like, well, that's unfortunate. So be it.
That's right.
I grant you these bowl games don't mean anything. And a sure sign of somebody who's not very smart about sports will say, well, look at what the Big Ten went in the bowl games against so-and-so
absolutely conference.
Absolutely nothing. Total nonsense. It doesn't prove shit. Yeah.
By the way, can I ask you a quick question? Where do you sit on Pat McAfee?
Funny you should ask. He's on my list of topics for tonight because I did just punch into the McAfee cast during this national championship game.
That's why I asked.
I can respect what he has done to build himself this pretty powerful ecosystem brand and make a lot of money, but I find his efforts to be everybody's dude bro to be a bit much.
I was talking to our friend Scott Jackson,
and
I said that I said,
you said McAfee, what do you think of McAfee?
We were talking. I said he's a bit much.
And what did Jackson say? Oh yeah, I totally agree.
Penis.
I don't know.
Penis. Something to that effect.
Okay. I'm watching them. So they're doing this, you know, they're doing the McAfee cast. They've got four different channels going on. I like the coaches' clicker on these games.
I'm pissed that they stopped that.
They did?
They did. It is McAfee. The command center.
Okay.
And it is the radio calls.
No.
From the two. Yeah, they stuck. The coaches was my favorite.
Why do you do you know why they did that? I got to do some research on this.
I guess they couldn't get five coaches that have enough charisma to do it.
That didn't matter, though, because it was just fascinating hearing the coaches who may not have had charisma, but were interesting to listen to and just to hear all the little. Yeah, no, he got to seal that block right there. He got caught looking in the backfield. All right. Hold on. No. Don't go looky here. No, don't go looky. Oh, he got him.
I like the coach cast.
I wonder if the coaches got together and said, what did they pay you for this? And the coach is like, just airfare, hotel, and $1,000 stipend. Really, that's all I got, too. Do you think maybe we should ask for more money? And they're probably like, yeah. Fuck yeah, we should be asking for more money. And so the coaches probably got together and said, look, it's 10 grand a pop. And that's when ESPN's like, whoa.
I think we're done.
I think we're done. And the coaches probably thought, well, look at how much money they're paying for the rights to this game. Surely that ask is not going to be enough. But I just have seen companies where they draw the line, oddly enough, on certain expenses with no regard for the insane amount of money, right, Jay, that they're wasting somewhere else.
Like Trent Dilfer trying to get a private jet also.
Yes, he overplayed his hand.
And they were like, well, Trent, go coach high school. There you go.
Remember when, not Tony Reale, but the guy before him, Max Kellerman. Max Kellerman overplayed his hand. And they said, we can get somebody else to press the buttons on, facts versus volume here. You're out. Stat Boy is going to be the guy.
And boy, how did that work out for him?
Exactly.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And I like Rhea. By the way, the ESPN.
Do you like Kellerman?
That's why I think that morning show that he is on, which by the way is going to go away soon. the ESPN morning show with Max Kellerman, Keyshawn Johnson, and Jason Williams.
How do you know it's going away?
Oh, there's been rumors about this for a while because...
Oh, really? There's Isn't that their radio show as well?
That's the... radio show. Bye-bye. Because think about it. Who is likable on that show?
Nobody.
Right. Keyshawn Johnson hated when he played.
And
Jason Williams went to Duke. Nobody liked Duke. And
Think of how fucking expensive that show is as well.
That's true, too. But yeah, no, I read rumors.
Oh, here we go. Well, it says ESPN's signature morning show featuring Keyshawn, Jay Williams, and Max Kellerman is scheduled to remain intact. But Andrew Marchand of the New York Post reported more changes could be looming after 98.7 ESPN New York dropped the trio from its lineup in favor of local programming.
There you, that's the beginning.
Yeah, I guess so. By the way, your girl Sarah Spain left ESPN Radio.
I heard about that.
Jason Fitz, the former drummer for the Gin Blossoms, moving from the evening time slot into early afternoons. Actually, not Gin Blossoms. Who was he the drummer for, Jason Fitz?
Jason Fitz was a drummer for a band. I can't remember what band he was. He was, I can't remember what band he was a member of, but he was a...
The band Perry. He was in the band Perry.
Okay.
Actually, he was the fiddle player. He was the band's musical director and fiddle player and gave it up to do our fucking stupid business.
Can I... Wait a minute. I have to... I've become fond of a country singer.
Oh.
And when I, when I tell you...
Lainey Wilson.
How'd you know who it was?
She's one of the hottest country acts in the country right now.
Yeah. You know why?
That booty?
That's right. There you go. Yes. I was like,
huh. How do I know this?
Like yes. Yes. I kind of like her. I don't know. I've become a fan of Lady Wilson. Yes.
Well,
yes.
She has smoldering brown eyes. And I have become quite the aficionado of the brown-eyed girl. And you get a brown-eyed girl with blonde hair or dirty blonde hair as hers is right now. That's a pretty devastating combination right there.
Again, you're leaving out the best part.
What? The booty?
A great booty. Nah. Yeah, a great booty.
I know. But it's the eyes that draw you in right there.
Good old not me, Wilson. But that's okay.
Okay. All right, fair enough. So anyway, back to the NFL from week 18. So I was at the game, Packers-Lions, and it was another choke job.
I should have texted you.
Yeah. Exactly. You should have. And then I could have texted you back. You're not that guy, are you?
Yes.
Another choke job by the Packers. There's no question about it. It's every year now, they're getting worse and worse with their chokes because 4 years ago, first year of LaFleur and Rodgers, they lose at San Francisco in the NFC Championship game. They get crushed. But everyone thought, well, the Niners were a juggernaut team, and they ran for a billion yards with Mostert and Cheetah. What's his name? The other running back, the fast guy. But they had a loaded team that year, and they just weren't going to win. So that was the feeling for the first year of LaFleur and Rodgers, 2019. 2020, they dragged the Buccaneers and Tom Brady in his first year to Lambeau and choke with a chance to go to the Super Bowl on the line. In 2021, they host a playoff game against a wounded Jimmy Garoppolo and no running backs healthy for the Niners. They were pretty much using Deebo Samuel as a running back, and they lose on a blocked punt late. Rodgers looked old and cold and disinterested. And this year, with a win and get in situation, they choke against the Lions in Week 18 at home. It's getting worse.
You don't think this is God telling you you're not going to have any nice things?
I think it's God saying to Aaron Charles Rodgers, if you're not into this, then maybe it's time to quit. So now there's genuine speculation that he might retire. He was asked, how can you walk away from $53 million guaranteed?
It's a lot of money, but he said, I've made a lot of money.
He said, right, money is energy, and I've already made a lot of money, and I could definitely do that if it's time. He talked about, you know what, at some point, you just know it's time to get off the carousel. And I said, the problem with Rodgers' big picture legacy, Jay, and the big scheme of things, it's very simple. The problem is Tom Brady exists. That's Rodgers' problem. Tom Brady exists, and he existed in the exact same time frame as Rodgers. And what do people in sports and Americans love more than anything else? Big,
winners.
Fat, exactly. Big, fat, hairy winners. Thank you, Ricky Bobby. They don't care that Rodgers may have been the more technically proficient player at the position, right? Or the more skilled. Brady wins, and Rodgers does not.
Rodgers is in a grab bag with 30 other quarterbacks.
In terms of?
One Super Bowl.
Right. He needed more than one to validate sort of his uber greatness. He'll still go down.
He's got the same amount of Super Bowls as Joe Flacco, Brad Johnson, Trent Dilfer.
Right. But we know he's better than that, and the four regular season MVPs obviously matter. Update, by the way, from SoFi. Georgia 31 now.
Yeah.
TCU 7, and we're not yet at halftime.
Yeah, I'll be turning in early.
Yeah, exactly. But here's the thing. So, you know, people say, well, that's unfair because, you know, they're different guys. And I'm like, I know. But the problem is Rodgers has been half in, half out the last 2 years, arguably the last 3 years. And as Irving Fryer once told me and Andy Pollin to our faces in an interview on ESPN 980, actually the team 980 at the time, it was like 2001, ooh, I want to say, 2002.
Jesus Christ.
Duggan pick inside his own 20. It's going to be 38-7 with 36 seconds to go. Oh, they've got the surrender Cobra shots of the TCU fans right now.
The humanity. Here is your slipper. Oh, Jesus.
Cinderella, clean yourself up and go home.
That's right.
Get a cab.
Yeah.
Right. Grab your shoes and get to walking. Oh, brutal. So Irving Fryer once told Andy and I when he played for the Redskins, like his last year as a Redskin, and then he retired, and we had him on for an interview, and he said, you know, when you're thinking about retirement, you're already retired in the NFL. And I'm like, that is a profound thing. Rodgers has been half in, half out the last 2, maybe 3 years. And you can't be half in, half out. I mean, you can, and you can still have a good regular season, maybe even win the MVP. But the last 4 games that matter the most, the ones I just gave you, their losses in the playoffs, or in this week 18, the get into the playoffs, he has stunk, Jay, in the fourth quarter. When they needed a drive to win the game, he came up completely empty all 4 times.
The other guy was so in, he divorced his wife.
Well, and that's the thing. So my young producer, Josh, was like, well, you know, I understand him saying, you know, it's time to get off. You got to know when it's time to get off the carousel. And I go, okay. The other guy, Brady, who you hate, I said, he was dragged off the carousel at midnight by his wife, who
ball
said,
game.
We're touchdown Georgia. Good Lord.
Yeah, that's ball game.
To quote the great...
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. A TCU player is holding the ball up. Will they overturn this?
No, mutual reception goes to the offense. It's a touchdown.
That's true. Okay, go ahead. As you were saying.
So, yeah, I said the other guy, he got dragged off the carousel at midnight by his wife, put in the car and told, okay, we're done with the carousel. That guy jumped out of the car while it was moving, told his wife, go take half my shit, I don't care, and then went back to the carousel and pulled a gun on the carousel operator and said, turn this motherfucker on again. And I said, I said, I'm not saying he's right or that he's got a good perspective on life, but I'm saying that's the kind of thing that resonates with other NFL players. And with other teammates. And Rodgers plays this elder statesman and, man, these young guys today and hinting that it's hard to relate to the young guys. I don't hear any of that shit, Jay, from Brady.
And by the way, his wife's a supermodel.
Was.
That's true.
She's still a supermodel. It's just not his wife anymore.
Soon
to be someone else's expensive headache. I mean, lovely soulmate is what I meant to say there.
He's like, I can get better.
You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So anyway, they got a real, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I think Rodgers is not going to walk away, but he probably might want to play for another team. I don't know if another team wants to get into the whole business of he's going to play 1 year and then wax poetic when he doesn't deliver in the playoffs about life and when it's time to retire. We don't need to get into that.
San Francisco?
That's the only one, but they got this big investment in their draft capital for Trey Lance, who they didn't just take naked at, what, third overall, fourth overall?
That's true.
They traded up to get him.
The Raiders?
I think Brady's going there, unless Brady goes to Miami.
Okay.
Because Tua, by the way, as of this recording on Monday night, still has not been cleared for their playoff game.
I don't know anything. I'm just speaking out of my ass again. Two guys who won't play this weekend, Tua and Jackson, Lamar.
Let's talk Lamar Jackson, shall we?
Yes, we shall.
So, can you pay him guaranteed money after missing this huge chunk of the season in which the Ravens got out to, what, a 10-3 start, and they finished with a 4-game losing streak?
Yes. As I tell all my Ravens fans, you can pay him $8 gazillion, but your wide receivers, who are already shitty, are going to be even shittier. Because you'll have no money, so he can just continue to throw the ball to Mark Andrews, and you will have no receivers want to play with him because they don't want to block. So you know what? You can have Lamar. He's a generational talent, which I don't believe he is.
Right.
But yeah, I got in an argument with a guy who writes for the Sun when he said he was a generational talent. I'm like, what? No, he's not a generational talent.
He did win the MVP.
When healthy. Wait a minute. Didn't Robert Griffin, wasn't he MVP?
No, he was Rookie of the Year.
Okay, Rookie of the Year. I'm sorry.
But yeah, no, I mean, look, it still is a passing position.
Yes.
And that's not a white or black thing because there are excellent black passers, excellent white passers.
No, I'm just saying, if you can't throw outside the numbers, like, and that's the same reason I will say Tua will never be anything.
No, he's got a noodle-ass arm.
Yeah, if you can't make that throw from one hash to the other, this league is not for you.
Yeah. So anyway, the Lamar Jackson thing is going to be interesting because when healthy, he's a guy you can win with, even though he's not perfect.
In that system,
but guaranteed money, I don't know. We'll see. No. Meanwhile, I want to know if you're warming to Kenny Pickett. Because your Steelers Michael Pettaway Tomlin has done it again, baby. Winning record.
I was very wrong about Kenny Pickett.
Oh, so you've come around.
I said I was wrong. I was wrong. I was snap judgment.
Okay.
Kenny Pickett is an above average quarterback. You can win 10 to 11 games with Kenny Pickett every year.
Are you starting to like him at least a little bit? Or are you just admitting you're wrong? And that's okay.
Admitting I'm wrong. No,
he's still not your flavor.
Right. But okay. I'm just admitting I'm wrong.
Okay.
He is above average. He is not Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's better than Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay. All right, so there you go. And Tomlin, you got to give Tomlin a lot of credit to bring this thing home at nine.
What do you? I mean, never had a season that he had a losing record. What do you insane. Say about that?
Right.
And that's I hear people poo poo that and go at no. It is impressive. I don't care. Yeah. It is impressive.
And then you had the Texans Colts game, which was absolute bonkers when it came to a team throwing away the 1/1 pick, probably in part because Lovie Smith's final fuck you to management, because he so knew he was going to get fired, was, watch this, I'm going to try to win this game. 4th and 12, X button, go for it. 4th and 20, Hail Mary, X button, go for it. Oh, we got it. 2-point conversion, X button, right joystick, go for it.
Well, all while combing his beard.
Oh my God! The white beard on his beautiful black skin.
I can't. What a look! I can't grow a beard, so I'm jealous of everyone who does it.
If you grew it, would it be a little speck of white? Would there be some white in there?
Oh, old timer. Yeah. That's would it take me 9 years to grow what Lovey has?
Yeah. About remember when they came out with the three-man league of basketball players with recently retired NBA players in their like low 40s? What was that league called? The big three.
The big three.
Yeah. So they'd have the big three, and they would trot guys out that you were like, oh, yeah. Yeah, he only retired a few years ago. What's he been doing? Holy shit, he's gray. Like, that was the weirdest thing, to see NBA stars that you feel like 5 minutes ago were on your TV playing in the league, and now they all had gray beards.
It's like that tournament on ESPN called The Tournament.
Right.
And a lot of those guys are like 1 or 2 years out of college. You know, like, I remember you 2 years ago playing in the NCAA. Yeah.
Right. And then the other good news on Monday, just to wrap here, and then I'm going to go watch halftime and probably catch a quarter and go to bed, of this blowout in the national championship game, was that DeMar Hamlin has been transferred back to Buffalo, where he will continue his recovery. One of the great uplifting stories of this past week. Thank God it went the way it did. The kick return to start the game by Nyheim Hines was unbelievable. And according to doctors, he jumped out of his hospital bed in celebration, ripping out wires and tubes, setting off all kinds of alarms because he was just that hyped up to watch it.
What happened to him and Ryan Shazier were the two scariest things I've ever seen on television. And I'm so glad that both of those things have turned out for the better.
How is Shazier now?
I saw him on an interview. Well, I think it was with Colin Cowherd last week. He's wonderful. Walking.
Okay. Walking without assistance, without crutches,
without a
cane.
A limp.
Okay.
Looks great.
That's great. Now, do you think there's a chance Hamlin plays again?
Not a chance.
Right.
There's no way a doctor would clear him.
Right. Andy reminded me, and I'd forgotten this. Do you remember what Reggie Miller did? Or not Reggie Lewis did?
Yeah. Reggie Lewis, after he collapsed, he went to like 90 doctors.
Exactly.
And it was like, yeah. And it was like the one guy that was like, yeah, I think you can play. And he was working out like 2 weeks later and fell dead.
Went to Dr. Nick Riviera, who said, yeah, sure, you can play the basketball. Yeah. Hello, have fun. Everybody. Take it easy, but have fun, everybody. And, of course, the way sports are now, no league would ever sign off on that. Not in a million years.
No way.
And rightfully so. All right. Who do you like for the Super Bowl now that we've got our field set? And we know we needed early Jayco Super Bowl prediction, given the Fakakta AFC situation, which I've not heard. Have they decided on a potential AFC neutral site yet?
I think that's going to be a coin flip.
No, because it's going to be a neutral site game, so not a coin flip.
That's what I not no no. What's the coin flip? Wait a minute. There was something that was okay. Well,
that was if the Ravens had won.
That's right.
Then there would be a coin flip for who would host that playoff game between the two of them.
My pick is Philadelphia and Cincinnati.
Ooh, that'd be kind of sexy right there.
Yes.
Philly, Cincinnati. Is there anyone in the NFC that can challenge Philly? It's a pretty weak group, to be honest. I mean, Dallas, is anyone feeling Dallas this year?
No. God, okay. No.
What would be the best Super Bowl?
The one that most people would watch?
Just in terms of sexiness, storylines, teams that hadn't been there in a while. It would have to be Dallas against somebody.
Against Dallas, Buffalo?
Buffalo? Run it back?
Yeah.
Maybe? Possibly?
Just something about Joe Burrow. That son of a bitch. I'm going to have to worry about him and Ja'Marr Chase for like the next 8 years.
But you like him, though. Except for the fact that he's on your rival team, the Bengals.
I do like him, though. I do like him.
All right. Well, we shall see. Jay, next episode, maybe you can fill us in on your new life situation because people consider you a friend and they're rooting for you.
Yes, and it's a wonderful one.
I can't wait to hear it. So we'll find that out. And you are still lit. You've moved out of Virginia, correct?
Yes. Thank God I didn't sell the house. Because I would have had no place to live. I tried to buy a new house in this terrible market.
And you're back in the DMV.
I am back. In fact, I work maybe 20 minutes from our old studios. I love it.
This will open up many podcasting possibilities again. I'm so happy. We'll hear about it next week, Jay. Off to bed, my friend. George has got this one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Make March Madness a moneymaker with MyBookie. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online and use promo code ZABE to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. Grab your extra funds now and for a limited time, claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at the big money. If you're the type of guy who likes to fill out multiple brackets to get an advantage, you can do that too. The price of entry is less than an Uber, all for a shot at life-changing amounts of moolah. With so many brands to choose from, you need a platform that makes it simple to bet and simple to win and simple to get paid, like MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.